This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States said Friday it was deeply concerned by the detention of a U.S. citizen who was working as a journalist in Myanmar and pressed the military government for his immediate release. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department says officials from the U.S. Embassy in Yangon had sought to visit the journalist Daniel Fenster, but had not been allowed access. He was detained for unknown reasons at the main international gateway in Yangon on Monday while preparing to fly to Malaysia, according to his publication, Frontier Myanmar. The U.S. State Department calls Fenster's detention and the arrest and use of violence by the Myanmar military against other journalists an unacceptable attack on freedom of expression. The country has been in turmoil since the military overthrew the elected government on February 1st, citing alleged election fraud. The intervention sparked protests and strikes that the military has struggled to suppress, despite its use of lethal force and the arrest of thousands of people. The World Health Organization said Friday it was still awaiting expert guidance as it faces increasing pressure for a new, more in-depth investigation of coronavirus pandemic origins. U.S. President Joe Biden this week ordered his intelligence community to investigate whether the COVID-19 virus first emerged in China from an animal source or from a laboratory accident. There's growing impatience with waiting for a conclusive WHO investigation into how the worldwide pandemic began that's killed 3.5 million people. The WHO finally managed to send a team of independent international experts to Wuhan, China in January, but the international team drew no firm conclusions. This is VOA News. 32 members of parliament in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or about 5% of the total, have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, according to the vice president of the National Assembly. Many African countries, including Congo, have officially reported few cases and deaths, but the virus has rippled through some corridors of power, killing prominent lawmakers and members of the president's entourage. Masks are required inside parliament, but lawmakers frequently go without them as they gather in large groups and hoot and holler at speakers. Congo's vaccination campaign has stuttered after a delayed rollout because of safety concerns about the AstraZeneca shot. As a result, around 75% of the 1.7 million doses it received in March were reallocated the following month to make sure they were used before they expired. Australia closed its embassy in Afghanistan on Friday, highlighting security fears for foreign missions and their local workers as U.S.-led troops pull out of the war-torn country. With President Joe Biden's September 11th deadline looming, nations are weighing how they might operate without the security blanket provided by U.S. and NATO forces. The Afghan government insists it can keep the Taliban at bay, but the insurgents have made huge gains in the countryside in recent months and engaged daily with local security forces. Announcing the embassy closure earlier this week, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's an increasingly uncertain security environment. The World Health Organization called Friday for access to patients in the Gaza Strip and free passage to evacuate them for medical treatment as health workers struggle to care for the sick and wounded after 11 days of violence earlier this month. A WHO spokesman says around 600 patients, including some with chronic conditions, need to be moved outside of the Palestinian enclave, but have been unable to do so because of crossing closures. Other aid agencies have complained about limited humanitarian access and drug supplies. And European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen on Friday warned Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko it's time to change course as the EU holds out the promise of a 3 billion euro support package if he leaves power. The European Commission president says the EU's message is twofold, one of support to the Belarusian people and a warning to Lukashenko. When Belarus starts its peaceful democratic transition, the EU will be there to accompany it, she said on Friday. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.